So what's on your mind, sir?
Hello, Dr. Wright. I recently started developing difficulty breathing, where you kind of have like a gasping of breath, like you feel like you can't expand your lungs. And I went to some hospitals around the Seattle area, and they did, I guess, Spiro tests or something, and they say it has nothing to do with asthma. And to not pigeonhole something with a name, I think they called it something like reactive pulmonary disorder, where they're saying the soft tissue of my lungs is inflaming, kind of puffing up and taking up that space that the air would want to take, so you just can't get a breath. So they said there's really nothing we can do for you, as far as I know. So I started going to a Chinese acupuncturist, doctor of Chinese medicine, who's been
Good
doing
idea.
It for 50 years. It seems to have improved quite a bit, but it's still kind of lingering and comes and goes. And I'm kind of going, is there any other ways to help address something like this?
A question or two, sir. Does this, when it comes and goes, does it come on suddenly and leave suddenly, or does it come on gradually and leave gradually? How is this happening?
Oh, I might wake up with a day that's really good and I really don't notice my breathing. I might wake up the next day and be like, I'm kind of struggling with my breath. And it might kind of hang through the day. Get up the next day and it's like, it feels a lot better. Kind of daily. It might feel really good for 2 weeks. And then recently it's kind of come back and lingered a little bit for a week on and off, like pretty darn decent day. Yeah, kind of struggling day. Pretty decent day. Better day. Yeah, kind of. You know, not so good a day.
Okay. And no sign of any infection at all? No coughing up stuff or anything like that?
Nothing's coughing up of any mass or any color.
And what
if I take like Mucinex, just pure Mucinex, and it releases the phlegm, I cough more and it's like there's not much coming up, but I actually feel a little more relief from it.
Oh, okay. All right. And last thing to ask you, and what sort of tests were done when you went to the hospital or the doctor or wherever you went that wasn't the Chinese physician before that?
They did the Spiro test, where they give me an irritant, and then they give me a bunch of albuterol to knock it back down. And it really, there was kind of just negative. Nothing really happened. And I had a blood test done where they said, your cholesterol is getting a little high. I mean, I'm pretty thin. And my sugar and insulin's getting a little high. So they gave me some metagenic drinks and just said, look, I don't drink sodas. They said, don't drink any more beer. A bunch of sugar in it.
Tell me about height and weight, sir. You said pretty thin, so I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yeah, I'm about 182 pounds, and I'm about 5'10.5".
Okay, so not exceptionally thin then, just a little bit. Do you do any exercise, sir?
I do a lot of physical therapy stuff, but I have not. Like, you know, I'll do a lot of almost yoga-type poses.
That kind,
and core strengthening and stuff like that. I don't get near the cardio I probably should.
How's your blood pressure been?
I think it's just fine. I think it's like 120/80. Pretty common.
Well, that sounds pretty normal, and normal isn't all that common sometimes, you know. Yeah. Okay. Well, one thing that comes to mind is I talk about the magnetic energy unit for COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. You do not have that. Don't get me wrong. I don't think you got that. But COPD, as you probably know, is something that just progresses and progresses in the lungs, and people usually die prematurely, compared to when they would have died if they didn't have the COPD because of it. And the lungs are just deteriorating. That magnetic energy works on other organs besides just the lungs, but getting back to the lungs, how does it work? Well, it's a really simple premise. All that magnets do is speed up healing. I'm not kidding. The magnetic energy will help us to heal from strokes faster. It will help us to heal from just about anything faster than we would. When one of these machines was located in Detroit, the Detroit Lions football team got onto it, and they would send some folks down there with various football injuries, and much to their amazement, they found they healed in about half the time that was projected based on prior experience. So you might talk to a physician about Tahoma Clinic, whether that makes any sense, because we, and I'm just mentioning Tahoma and not all those other wonderful natural medicine doctors out there, is because we happen to have the only installation north of Tucson, Arizona. So it's about the only place you can get it done. Now, that physician might have some other ideas, but I'm thinking that this would probably get your lungs to heal because, and here's why I'm thinking that, they've already started with what your acupuncturist has been ready to do. It's much better than when Western medicine looked at it. And so you can probably get a boost on what was already started in the healing process with that magnetic energy, sir.
Okay. So you're saying I'd have to look up magnetic energy services and on the internet and find where there's a physician who does it and then see if there's something around the Washington State area.
Well, I'm sorry I gave that impression.
Maybe I got it wrong.
Yeah, it's a 7,000 or 8,000 Gauss, which are units of magnetic energy machine. It's the same as is used in MRI, but this is a specially engineered output machine to focus on different parts of the body. The place to read, and the only places that this is located is here at Tahoma Clinic, Tucson, Arizona, and Toledo, Ohio. And why,
okay.
why they all start with a T, I have no idea, but that's the truth. So if you want a website to read a lot about it, go to allthews.amri, that was amri-wa.com.
Okay.
Lots of information posted there about it.
All right. Interesting. I'll take a look.
Okay. Please do, sir. I think it'll help.
Appreciate your help. Thank you.
You're welcome.